This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Afreilichin Purim here in Kilas Tferes Mordechai. We like to preserve all authentic Jewish customs. And there's one that has fallen out of disuse in some kehilos, so we would like to be mechazik this Minhag Yisrael. In the olden days, in days gone by, the minhag was that in all kehilos, they would make a Purim Rav, a Purim Shamish, a Purim Rosh HaKahal. What was the reason for this? Why would they have these special positions? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Zidachayv, very simply, V'nahapaychu. On Purim, everything is tipsy-turvy. Everything is upside down. So on Purim, we even have a new Rav. But Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, it's cited in the Sefer Pardos Eliezer, in Perek Zion, that since the halacha is chayiv inishel besumei bepuraya adla yada ben arhaman lebarach Mordechai, so if anyone has to be mekayim that halacha, certainly the rav has to be mekayim that halacha. The only problem is there's another halacha in Erev Daf Samach Dalid that shikar al yoira, someone who's drunk can't paskin. So in order to remind the rav that on Purim his duties have been suspended, we appoint a special Purim rav because the rav cannot paskin on Purim. Now, there's another meaning behind Purim Rav. It's a little bit of a lumdus given by Rabbi Chiel Michal Hibner in the Sefer Shal Shachuvas Levushay Michlal. It's also quoted by the Tamei HaMenhagim. Basically, it's based on the Gemara Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Samach Daod Amad Beis, that the Gemara says that if in year one a person is a melech, he's called Arkan, king. In the second year, he's called Digun. He served the second year. So the Gemara asks, well, what if he was demoted and promoted again? So the Gemara says, in that case, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, he's called Arkan Digun, meaning king who is demoted and reinstated. Well, the Svarim bring, Adar is Rosh Tevois, Arkan Digun, someone who is demoted and promoted. So therefore, every year, we appoint a new Purim Rav, or it could be the same guy as last year. Now, in our case, you're not going to be able to tell if it's the same guy as last year because the makeup and the getup, well, it's not identifiable, obviously. But the reason for the Purim Rav is Ador is Rosh Tevis, Arkan Digon. Demotion, promotion. One more very interesting idea. Bekitzer, the Gemara tells us in Megillah Dav Zayin Amad Beis that Rav Ashi was sitting before Rav Kahana and they were waiting for the Purim Suda and the Rabbanon didn't come. So Rav Kahana wanted to know, where is everybody? Are they busy with Sudas Purim still? This was in the night. So Rav Kahana said, well, actually, you can't eat the Purim Suda at night. So Rav Ashi said, don't you know, Rav Kahana, that Purim Suda Shachal Laila Lo Yatsa Yidei Chayvasai? So there's a whole discussion the Gemara has, whether you're allowed to eat the Purim Suda at night, you're not allowed to eat the Purim Suda at night. So Rav Ashi tells Rav Kahana, Amar Le Amar Rava Hachi. This is what Rava said. Rav Kahana then studied what Rav Ashi taught him 40 times. Now, let's get the facts straight. Rav Kahana is the Gadol Hadar. He's the Rebbe. Rav Ashi was the student at that time. And Rav Kahana learned from Rav Ashi 40 times. So basically, we see that on Purim, the Rebbe is supposed to learn from the Talmud. Rav Kahana learned from Rav Ashi. And actually in the Purim story, Esther, the student, ordered Mordechai of how to conduct Klal Yisrael. So we see there's a certain hanhaga on Purim based on the idea that how can we tell what a person's all about? Adam nikar b'kaisai, b'kisai, u'b'kasai. Person's recognizable by his drink. That's obvious on Purim. We could tell by how much a person drinks. Person's recognizable by his pocket. How much matanas levyonim he drinks. But what about bekasoi? What about his anger? How do we test a person by his anger? The answer is, we appoint a successor. We appoint a substitute. And we see how he handles it. This way on Purim, we could tell if a person how a person is based on his wallet, based on his... I already forgot because of the based on his kais and based on his challenger. So this is another reason for the Minhag Yisrael Torah of appointing a Purim Rav. But in years past, we've said that Purim is like a page out of the future, where Kulam Yadu I see, and V'umala Ha'aretz Deya K'mayim L'yam Mechasim. So on Purim, everybody's a Rav. So we would like to introduce Purim Rav, Tavshin Pei Daled. This is an individual, we gave him a bracha just 30 days ago. We said, Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yieh. And we see in just 30 days, he's elevated himself from being the Purim Katan Rav to being the Purim Rav. So without further ado, Yamim al Yimei Melech Shaisav Gimai Dar Vadar.
Mazen, what's this? Okay, what do I do with this? Okay. Velchem Purim.
Chazdei Hashem, I made it here with my one horsepower buggy without Waze, because as you know where I come from, we don't have cell phones, right? So we don't have all these issues of having to get cell phone charging stations for our shuls, v'chulu. Anyways, shkarech Rabbi Gladstein for the Purim Kiddush Club Kibud, shkarech Tesar Mashkin for the Shibud. I just want to make a public service announcement before we begin, because quite a few yechidim came over to me and asked me the same shayla. Haimish Purim Rav, how do I make Kiddush on Purim if I don't have yayin? Lo'yaleinu, we shouldn't know of such things, but Purim Torah, he v'lil moedan etzarech. So now that we're on Purim Torah anytime, I'm going to demonstrate for the Olam. Sarmash, can you pass me the bulkalo? Thank you. Okay, so you take the bulkalo like this, you make Kiddush as I will on the Yayin soon, and then you just down the roll, like you do Bashal Shudis when you're not hungry. Now, I want to talk about Safan. No. Not mustaches, lo'yaleinu, languages. Let's not get lost in translation. As the Olam over here and in the video camera knows, the Rav travels all around the world, and Mamish Apella, he's picking up and making kinyanim on new lashonos wherever he goes. And now B'siyata D'Shmaya, the Sfar Magdashim of the Rav, are being published in Shivim lashonos. Why? To bring the redemption closer. I have four pshatim in this. I call it the Arba Lashonos Shagula. Pshat number one. Because of the Inyan, you're listening? Because of the Inyan of Dibra Torah, Kiloshim Bnei Adam. See, since the time of Migdal Bavel, when Hashem made the Shivim Lashonos, we're trying to get the Torah to everyone. As it says in the Torah, HaKadosha, Hoyel Moshe Baris HaTorah HaZois. I'm told it's me. I don't have, Mar Mekoyim sheets, you know, where I come from again. No copy machine, printers, v'chulu. Anyways, it says Rashi, and it says Svarim HaKadoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah in Shivim Lashonos. Others say, no. Moshe didn't explain Shivim Lashonos. Rather, Shivim 70 is the gematria of Soy, referring to the secrets of the Torah. So from here we see Rabbi Yisai. Nichnas Yayin Yotzo Soid means when you drink Yayin, not Purim, you have to speak out Purim Torah. Kloshim Bnei Adam. Lishna Chinah, Pshat number two. Dovar Yofa Be'itoi. You know how when you learn something, it's zis, as it says in Shir Shim Devash V'cholof Tachas L'Shenei. Mam she leaves a tam tov in your mouth. But when you're able to connect what you're learning to the zman that you're in, now it's time to vlach. I wish a kiss from Hashem. Here we are sitting and learning about translating to Shivim Lashonos on Purim, and the Megillah talks about it time and time again. Every time a letter leaves the palace, kich sabom v'chol shinam, ayin sham. Now, what separates the Ketanim from the Gedolim and really catapults people to greatness is learning and knowing Shivim Lashonos. By the way, speaking of Ketanim, I was amazed how the Rav got the Katan Adar to give the Haskama on the little Purim book. Amazing. The one with the stuff in Barura, Le'alenu. Anyways, here we have two people who learned Shivim Lashonos and ended up second in command. First is Yosef HaTzadik, who became Viceroy of Mitzrayim. And the second is Mordechai, who became Mishnah LaMelech. Also, they both got rings. Yosef from Paray, Mordechai from Achashverosh. So with the Rav coming out in Shivim Lashonos, I'm sure you're going to get many rings from people all around the world to come speak. Ad B'Yazgaya. Lishna Achina, Pshat number three. This is already worth the price of admission. Here's a riddle for the Olam. What's the worst Lashon out of all the Lashonos? Lashon Hara. Very good. What's the best Lashon? Lashon HaKiddush. This one.
And what's the most hush of a lashon? You're not going to get this. No. Lashon shel argamon. If you find this lashon, it's yours. As the Heilige Mishnah in Eilam Metzias, Mamshin Yonah the Yoma with the Daf Yomi talk about Dover Yafa Beita. And who's the Tana who holds finders keepers losers weepers? Reb Meir. Aha. Now we're speaking the Rav's language. You know, by the way, one of the ways to bring the Gula quicker is to say something B'Shem Oimroi, right? So let me tell you a Mordek of Vart I heard over B'Shem the Friedek of Purim Rav, Chacham Rafael, the one with the curly mustache, Hashem Yerachem. Anyways, he says like this, Mamash Mordek, Reb Meir is a descendant of none other than Adam HaRishon. And by us making Kiddush Shel Purim, we're being misakin the chet of Adam HaRishon who made Kiddush Erev Shabbos according to Reb Meir's pshat that the fruit was grapes. And this tikkun is going to bring the Gula closer. Mamish Mayadik. Lishna Achina, shot number 4. This is a big one. Your great, great grandmother Nebuch must have cried a lot for you to have to hear this pshat. Last year, the Olam had the schos of having the Mekubal, the Veil, yo, come fa, bring Purim Zmiris. Mamish Mishten Neginosom, as they say. Yeah, the one with the braided mustache, Leilainu, like Miriam Megadella Seyar. Anyways, not many people know this, but many, many years ago, the Mekubal put out a mystical sefer. It's out of print, very, very hard to get. But my dear chaver, Dr. Gedalia Schwartz, managed to get a hold of it and Uber it to my house all the way from Norfolk, Virginia. I got it mamish as I was leaving my house to come here. Chazdei Hashem, and made it. And here it is. It's called Mekublani Mibeis Elio. And I was skimming through it as I came here. And very interestingly, he talks about this shot, this Indian of Lashonis. He says like this, you know, if you take the Shivim Lashonis plus the 3 Lashonis that Avram Avinu fed the Malachim, do we have any accountants in the house? What do we have? We have 73 Lashonis, which is the gematria of Ad. Ad, the Loyad Bechlav. Right? So now from here, he learns how much you need to drink in order to be Yotze. Ad, the Loyada. It's deep stuff. I don't really understand 100%. But it's not for now. What I do want to bring your attention to, what is Nageya to you, why I made Gedalia get this, is because he brings down a very interesting Londership shot, whether do we sit or stand for Kiddush on Purim. So the Megillah says, "V'hamelech v'haman yoshvu lishtais." So Minigah Medina is to sit, but what are we going to learn from Achashverosh and Haman? What to do? Nah. So lechatchila we stand for Kiddush, but lemaisa we're going to sit because Eliyahu Navi plays a role in the Purim story, as we all know. Right? Now, what 2 things belong to Eliyahu? The Kois Shel Eliyahu and the Kiseh Shel Eliyahu. So we assume he's going to sit on his chair and make Kiddush on his Becher. Now, so for actual bracha, we're going to sit. But to be Yaitzel Chaladeyas Shitas to Amum and Hagim, without going into it, now we're running out of time. We're just going to, you'll follow my lead, and in the merit of this Kiddush may Eliyahu come and be Mevasa the Geula Bekar of Mamish. So now, while the Sarah Mashkin pours the Yayin, I'm just going to tie it back into the beginning on the words Hoyel Moshe Bayer Satira Azois says the Yalkut David. Hoyel is the same letters as Eliyahu, meaning to say Eliyahu Bayer Satira Azois is going to explain the Torah, all the Tekus, and all the Purim Torah that he didn't have. V'chulu v'chulu. Okay, shkoch. All rise. Okay. Zochur is yamim Shabbos lekadshoi, sheish is yamim tavoi, v'osisa ma'akel l'gogecho, lo yisosim damim beveisecho, v'yishorecho v'hoyoim, shomai yadish mu'ol mitzvayisai, asher nechim mitzvayeschem, hayoim teamtzeinu, hayoim tevocheinu, v'abrocho, amshulash v'atoy raksu, v'al anisim v'apulkum, v'agvulis, v'alshuiz, v'anufloiz, v'anuchomis, v'anuchomis, shall see the love I say, Nubayamim, Bazman, as at the Venus Hosmus, make him last I said, going on. By a mess, she will say a mess, Kato, Yates, Rovata, Yadea, Yates, Rom Game, Basel, Vodom, Svaldea, Kine, Mora, Devil, Shin, Baradar by my slush of voice, Schnell, Rois, Abris, Echo, the Lake, I knew, who have been whom I came to machine, we are Shin, Rahmoshin, is like Nakal Hoy, Leois, Kohalish, Sele, Bevisoy, Mudab.
ואיר עליהם ועלינו, זכרו שתהיה לנו שמחה שלום עליכם, עליכם שלום, שלום עליכם, עליכם שלום, שלום עליכם, עליכם שלום, טועם וברוך, חיים וסבא, וישוע הנחמה של סבא, רפואה גדולה, סליחה וחברה, ורמה והצלה, ימי, ליהודים, הישרו ושמחו, וזזון מכל כן, תהיה לנו, כיס ישוע ישמעאל, כוי, ויוסף חסד למשיחוי, לדוד וזרעו, יד אלוהים, I say shalom to my mom, I say shalom aleinu, I call you slavinehu, amen. Savrim, Arnon, Chai, Baruch Atu Anil Mechaylom, Bore Pri HaGofen. Ayum, ayum, good comment. Hamadashin. Shkoyer, 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 shkoyer. Fail competing, fail competing.
Good.
I think we have the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm crying from laughter.
Good. We need laughter on the video.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Very good.
So now we have a kiddush. We have some mirrors. We're getting.
How did you memorize that?
I know, it's ridiculous that you memorized.
What did you? You wrote this?
Yeah. Thing? Yeah. Yeah. He wrote the Purim Katan, but this one I wrote.
That was good also.
This is good.
You know what?
The Kiddush this Kiddush Nusach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.